Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 to Fox. There'll be a live performance of that.
Yep.
Nice.
At the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet Lexus Toy Drive a week from tomorrow.
Right. Using it as a threat or what?
Give us money or the song keeps getting played.
If we don't hit a certain goal at a certain time.
Bring toys. Or the toy drive gets it.
We got some ideas for this song. But right now, a number of tribe members emailed, texted, sent in this idea. A way to raise money at the toy drive would be to put Keith on the zip line.
Oh,
at Jordan's
Keith.
Furniture.
Nice.
Would anyone donate money to see him? First of all, would he willingly go on?
Right.
I mean, the zip line?
We should probably check with that first.
I would say yes, he would.
I don't see him as the adventurous type or the, you know, the, I picture him as being like, you know, height challenged.
Right.
You know, like not into heights. You know,
yeah, like a scared of heights.
Like, exactly. I don't picture him like scaling anything to get to an upper level.
Yeah, he's not a manly guy.
No,
but he likes new things to complain about. So he would be able to complain about zip lines now if he did it.
Oh, he would complain about everything. Yes.
Yes.
The whole process, I'm guessing. Yes.
No, we're just looking to raise as much money as possible.
Right.
Yeah.
So I suggest we put Keith up on the zip line.
Yeah, why not?
Definitely.
I'm for it. It's not me for once. Good.
Hold on. Hotline.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Hi, it's Keith.
Hey.
I hear what you're saying. Hi. Great. I'm never doing whatever you're talking about. Whatever it is that seems things that involve rope, I am a hard no.
A hard no. Wow, in this cold. Oh, pretty good.
What if we were able to raise a good amount of money?
Yeah, a good chunk of change.
Is the money going to anyone named Dakin, or is it just going to the regular charities?
You know, the regular charities. You know, the folks we're raising
just
for.
To the toy drive.
Right.
No Dakins.
No Dakins, no.
How much money? I have a terrifying fear of slow heights. So, like, I don't ride Ferris wheels. I don't go, like, in buildings where you can look down. Like, I don't love anything you're saying.
Okay.
It's got to be a lot of money.
Okay,
lot of money in donuts and pizzas, things like that. That's up for me.
Okay.
Donuts.
Pizzas and lots of money.
All heights with you are slow heights. What are you talking about?
Pizza.
Yeah, I don't know.
You like
to put up with them.
How much money?
What's your price?
What's your price?
I mean, it's high. A lot.
Well, like, Scott Haney was $10,000 to go in the bucket.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm not. But I'm not like a celebrity.
You're
so,
no
like,
Scott
he's Haney. A famous person. I'm just like the chubby guy that works down the hall. I don't know. It's thousands. You can work that out. But
thousands.
It's not $100.
Thousands.
I'm not going up for $100.
Okay.
So,
would you
100?
Go up for half that? Would you go up for $5,000?
Oh, come on.
I got to see the money.
$5,000, man. Come on.
I think his exact quote was,
like, Bob Humbug.
So it's not a situation where somebody says, yeah, we'll give you $5,000, and then I go up and puke or whatever. I need to see the money.
Okay.
So it needs to be either in our website system or they have a briefcase of cash.
Gotcha.
Okay. $5,000, and you do it. Live in front
of
everyone. You have to climb up that whole ropes course thing.
Yeah, there's
right,
not to
no
be.
Remember when I did it, I stopped in my tracks.
Yeah, and on the second level, you stopped.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm like, it's petrifying.
It looks scary.
If you're afraid of heights, it's not great.
Yeah, the zip line's fun, though, when you get there.
Yeah, it's not.
It is.
So I went to Killington Resort with my kids, and they have one, and I didn't do it. They kept going up and up and up, and I said, like, we're going to stay here. This is good where I am on the ground.
Dang, just like this.
So, you know, I don't know how well I'm going to handle it, but if you can somehow, by some miracle, if you can get some miracle for $5,000,
all right,
sure, and if I poop myself, it's on you.
I mean, that's every dollar well spent.
All right, so
you mentioned
puked and poop, so everybody wear raincoats.
All right, $5,000.
Right.
$5,000.
I mean, good luck.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, he's going.
Wow.
Is there a movie character in a Christmas movie that flies?
that flies.
Turbo
that
flies.
Man. I mean, well, I mean,
the
Santa.
Reindeer movie.
There was Turbo Man.
There's reindeer in Santa.
Yeah. Oh, right. He could be Rudolph.
Right. Antlers.
Antlers and the red nose.
He already has a red nose.
AJ, did you say Turbo Man?
Turbo Man. Put in the Turbo Man outfit. It's Turbo time. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Come on.
That'd actually be funny.
Can go all the way.
Because he would not look like Arnold.
He would not. He would look like someone's boss in a Turbo Man outfit. Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll be so upset. He has to go up there.
We have to get this.
We have to. I mean, you know, it makes for kids' Christmas.
Yeah.
What's more Christmas?
It makes for everyone's Christmas.
Your boss
if Keith is yelling in the air, that's tremendous.
He yells on the phone.
With how pale he is, he'd make a better Jack Skellington.
He's a comet.
Well, we'll have to make sure the zip line is going to be, like, someone will be there.
Yeah.
Who knows what they're doing.
To assist him, yeah. Otherwise, just plummet.
Oh, I don't want it safe.
Joe the lumber guy.
Hey, morning, guys. Hey. How are we?
Hi, Joe.
Good, thank you.
I hope everybody's doing well and stuff. Hey, not for anything, but I think it's time for Boss Keith to, become part of the family and break him in and get him to raise some money for the toy drive. So I'll match up to $1,000 in donations to get him up on that zip line.
So you'll match.
Right. So $1,000.
So we'd have to come up with $1,000, then you'll put in $1,000.
Yeah. Okay. That's awesome.
Yep. All right.
Holy crap.
It makes it easier for everybody else to kick in what they want, and I'll match the first $1,000, and we'll have two towards his five.
Nice.
All right. Yes.
All right. Thank you.
And then I think we should dress him up as Captain Underpants and throw him up there.
Are we talking tidy whities? Because no one's ready for that.
I mean, Captain Underpants is a little bit more colorful than that. But
right.
Superman underwears.
Okay, so we got Rudolph.
All right,
they
guys,
have a similar head, him and Captain Underpants.
All right,
thanks, Joe.
It's going to be. Christmas for my children, their daddy, and me.
Well, we have $1,000 if we can come up with $1,000.
Right.
That's awesome.
Let's go, people. Cough it up. We all want to see this. We all want to see
this. What's the Twitch room saying? Anything?
I mean, you asked for this, guys, so donations would help.
Yeah. Right.
One person says, just Keith like Baby New Year so far. The pale one, he only yells.
Whoever donates the most can call his outfit.
They will talk about moon pies. I don't know why. Hello?
David sent me a link to Boss Keith reindeer costume.
Oh, okay. Really? Nice.
Let's take a look.
I can see him in that.
It's a onesie.
Wow. We need that.
Oh,
we need that.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, jeez.
He would stand like that, too. Like a little teapot.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Thank you, David. Dave in New Britain.
Yeah, Peter Pan flies.
Peter Pan flies.
Is that a Christmas movie?
No.
No. No, but it's not.
Yeah.
You just think Peter Pan flies.
All right.
Thanks.
So does
Shazam.
Right. So Boss Keith in that outfit, he's going to poo himself. He'd be Pudolph. Hey, Pudolph.
Pudolph. I knew.
This is Peter Pan, right?
Yep.
Look at me way up high. Suddenly, here am I. I'm flying.
If that song's on when he's flying, that's tremendous.
I need some money.
Yeah, all right. We have $1,000.
Yes.
I might have to start calling people.
Yeah. The circle of funds.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
What if you dress them up like Chevy Chase and just wrap them in Christmas lights?
Right. And doing the extension cord and everything else, you know.
If you saw this reindeer costume.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, I caught the end of it when you guys talking about it. The onesie just makes it, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. Yeah. And then we could write in the press release that Rudolph will be flying in.
Exactly.
Yeah. That brings people in the door.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right.
He's Rudolph.
Yeah.
Very rude.
Very rude.
Perfect.
Oh, nice.
Rudolph.
Right. Yeah, the only cursing Rudolph ever.
Just call all the people he's ever fired. They'll donate. You don't understand. This man has to fly. Right.
Pat Oates is in studio. We're hanging out. He's at Twisted Vine in Derby tomorrow night.
Cool.
We're linked up. Toy drive a week from tomorrow.
Yep.
We want to raise as much money as possible because these kids need us.
Yeah, we need to do this.
I don't know if you've ever been in that situation or if you've been lucky enough to not be in the situation.
Yeah.
You know, if you've been blessed with healthy kids who never had to worry about food and shelter and just basic love.
Yeah.
You know?
Plus, buying toys is fun. When you go and buy them, I have a blast. Because I like buy stuff I kind of like, and then you give it away.
I go on Amazon now. Well, yeah. Where do you go to buy? Well, I guess you go to Walmart.
Toys, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. There's still places to buy toys.
But if we get $5,000, we put our boss up on the zip line.
Right.
The real and it'll be Christmas. Horrible. It'll be loud. It'll be horrible. He'll be crying.
Right. The real man Christmas right there.
Really? There's a small chance of poo.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
If you can make a man cry and help children, like, yeah. That's a win for win.
It's a win win. Yes. Exactly.
It'll be Christmas poo. A whole other character.
Yes. Hanky.
It'll be Rudolph and
Hanky.
His Christmas poo.
Oh. Raining Hanky.
Hi, everybody, duck!
Even his poo complains. It's
one comes out complaining.
One of the Twitchers mentioned that the onesie has a trapdoor for bombing raids.
Oh, we'll find this money. So we have 1,000. If we find 1,000, yes. We have to come up with 5. So that's a long way to go. And then, what do we do with this song here? Oh, hold on.
Oh,
Diana. Hello.
Good morning. This is Diana.
Good morning,
hello, Diana.
How are you all?
Good.
I'm in for $100.
$100.
Yes. All right, here we go.
Thank you, Diana, for stepping up.
Here we go.
All right, see, Diana.
How do we get this from you?
With me. Let's go, Kang.
All right, we have to be able to get this from you.
Yes.
That's going to be the key. She hung up.
Oh. Dirty Diana.
These can't be just numbers called in. We have to have the money.
Physical, yes.
Dave in the car. Dave.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you.
So my brother and I are in on for 500 on that 1,000.
500.
500.
Thank you, sir.
What's your brother's name?
John.
Don or John?
We both want... John. John. We both want to see Keith suffer.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. So you worked here before.
Don and John. Where are you from? I'm sorry, Dave and John.
No, Dave and John.
Dave and John. Right. Okay. Where are you guys from?
We're from Milford. We listen every morning.
Nice.
Thank you, brother.
Neighbors.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you too, man.
Peace out.
Thank you.
Nice.
I love it.
Yeah. All right, so $600.
Kinda. Where's Diana?
I know we have the 5.
Right.
Diana's good for it. We're just going to have to get it.
Yeah.
So she'll show up with it.
Yes.
So very good.
Yep.
Rob in Orange.
Morning, guys.
Hi. Morning.
Hey, you know, my daughter is Riley, the one who's at the toy drive every year. She'll go up there and walk him through the zip line if he needs help getting from
like a Sherpa. Like a
he
Sherpa.
Can hold her hand.
Like a Sherpa, yes.
Yeah, because she's done it a million times. She'll walk him through it.
Only if she promises to mock him every step.
Yes.
I'm sure she will.
She'll put banana peels
being
behind
a baby.
Her. Banana peels behind her.
Yeah, I'm sure she will.
I remember my first time in a harness.
Don't be such a big baby. Come on.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, I thought there was a financial donation coming.
Right now, okay. Just Sherpa abilities.
Just his child.
Okay, got it. All right. Thank you.
She will lead him.
Mike in Cheshire.
Chaz, good morning.
Good morning. You got the whole crew.
Right, doorknob.
Hey, Mike and Patty in Cheshire donate another 500.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Mike and Patty. Cheshire. Thank you.
What do Mike and Patty...
You bring it down to the studio? How do you want me to get it to you?
That would be the easiest, Mike and Patty Cheshire.
All right.
Nice.
I'll bring it down to the studio today.
Awesome. What do you guys do?
Yeah.
Restaurants, development.
Okay. Gotcha. Very good.
Cool.
I like how he doesn't want to really tell us.
Right.
Like, I'm in the trash business.
We print money.
We make people disappear sometimes.
Anyway, this bill has Daffy Duck on it.
Restaurant development.
You know,
that's it.
I dabble in business.
Yeah.
You need me to take care of this Keith guy? No
problem.
I also work in the trash industry.
I make problems disappear.
Right.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Thank you.
It's gonna be a real time.
Okay. Okay, so we have our $1,000.
Yes,
so we got then, $2,000. So now Joe matches that.
Right,
yeah.
Get in there.
All right, so that's $2,000 and plus the $100, so $2,100.
Operation Rudolph in session.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then what do we do with this song? It's
throw away?
Yeah. No, the Rum Runners are going to perform it.
Yes.
And then we thought there's that place where the radio announcer comes in.
Yeah.
We interrupt this program. Yeah. We interrupt this program. And the number 5 bus is out of New Haven in the song.
Yeah. Is there a number 5 bus we should have, like, pull up?
That was called in today.
Yeah.
There's something to this Ruth idea. I just, man, if it dies, it dies hard.
It does.
You know what I mean?
It does.
It's like, it's really awkward.
Yeah, there's no safety net.
So you think people will laugh at this as people are coming out like, my mommy died in that bus.
Right.
And then. It's gonna be. It's hysterically funny.
Right.
Fans of this show will laugh at that.
Right.
That's the humor we all have. We can laugh at tragedy of the song.
Those who know the song will laugh.
Yeah.
Right.
Those who walk in and be like, these guys are effed
up. Someone is laughing.
And you just have, like, costume after, you know, person, like someone in a bus driver
right.
costume. Like, can you play the sounder?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Oh. And then a guy in a bus uniform, it's all like
all
bloodied.
Tattered. Right.
Yeah.
I'm dead!
Right.
Then. It's
gonna be a real hey, you forgot your leg!
Right. And then another passenger comes out
with no head.
No head, no.
Yes.
No. And says nothing.
But right, but
well, it's gonna be just kind of wanders off. A real
fashioned Christmas. Hold on, hold on, hold on. And then. And then someone comes out carrying a head.
Right.
Yes.
Has anyone seen my body?
I found this.
I ain't got no body.
It's gonna be. It's the ghost of Christmas now.
One after another.
Yep.
Oh, little sad kids singing Wheel on the Bus goes round and round as they come out. It's
gonna be. One person was as a medical examiner.
See, I just think there'll be a lot of people standing around who are just coming to give.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And they'll be like,
get a
what
show, get some music.
What's going on here?
They doing.
Oh my God, these guys are.
What?
These people are sick.
This is sick.
Sick.
No, but that's the fun of the toy drive. Every time I've been there, it's like there's crazy things happening all over the place. All of a sudden, people get off a bus and you don't know what's going on. It's like dinner theater. It's like, what the hell's happening here?
Right.
There's a guy in the back like, why, I don't get, why is the bus driver dead? What?
That'd be really cool.
What movie is that from?
Cool if a New Haven bus rolled up and all these people came off the bus.
Oh, zombies.
Right.
Yeah. We have the Mombies.
They have the Mombies from Fairfield.
All come off the bus.
Like, no, they come up on stage carrying like a cardboard box.
Right.
Like,
oh,
from,
no.
From like a kid's play.
Right, right, right. Yeah. And they all sing, it's gonna be.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's in the song. It's part of the song.
I'm getting goose pimples here.
Yeah, the guy who looks like Keanu Reeves come off saying, yeah, buses to go 55 miles an hour.
That's why it exploded.
Yes.
Jazz and AJ News.
It's that time of season where all those movies are played.
You hear that too?
Those Christmas classics. What are the most watched Christmas classics?
What are they?
Comedian Pat Oates in studio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Morning.
Pat is at Twisted Vine in Derby tomorrow night. We're linked up on the radio station website.
Yay.
All right. These are, I feel, predictable.
Okay.
Is this based on network, streams?
The piece of paper I'm holding
says the following.
Right.
I mean, shut up, Bill.
Well, there's one network that runs one specific movie.
Stop asking so many goddamn questions.
Non-stop.
For God's sake.
This is according to Yahoo News, so who knows? They're called Yahoos. Oh.
They're a bunch of Yahoos, okay?
Yahoo.
Yahoo.
So, Home Alone.
Okay.
A Christmas Story.
Right.
Yep. A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Okay.
Yes.
The Charlie Bound is totally different. Now you're seeing a different network.
Good grief. I'm tied up.
Right. Loses the dominatrix. I'll pull the ball, Charlie Brown.
According to a new Yahoo YouGov poll, when presented with a list of 10 favorites for the Yuletide season, it asked to select which ones they regularly watched. Responders named Home Alone, 34%, A Christmas Story, 33%,
wow,
and A Charlie Brown Christmas, 32%.
Wow, you would think the other way around.
Wow, those are all very popular.
Yeah.
Just one percentage point between the three of them.
Other more frequently watched movies included Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I love that one.
The claymation one, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Yeah.
So good.
Elf.
Watched that once. I'm good.
It stinks.
Watched it once. I'm good.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm like, I saw it. Good.
Oh, thank you, Elf.
I watched it once as well.
Yeah.
I was good after one time.
Exactly. Yep. Right.
I was amused.
Right. It was amusing.
It was fun.
Right. James Caan.
It was good.
Yep. Yeah. Spaghetti with syrup on it. Yep. I get it.
Christmas Vacation.
Awesome.
That's a good one.
Awesome.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Still on my list of watch it one day.
Don't do it.
I've got it.
It'll be a waste of time
yeah.
for you.
Yeah. Okay.
It's
cool.
It's beyond.
It's not you.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you.
I love it.
Yeah.
But it's not you.
Yeah. Thank you.
I think it's one of those movies that really is rooted in nostalgia. If you don't see it as a kid, it's like,
it's over.
This is what it's all about. This is what everybody's losing their mind about.
There's a window. A window of life.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. I missed the window.
It's a greater feeling than it is a movie. You know what I mean? Like, so you enjoy it, but like if you watched it now, just looking for a good movie, so you're not going to like the movie.
If I got stoned and washed it, it wouldn't be good. What if I washed it and put Pink Floyd music in?
There's no. Put on Dark Side of the Moon.
Right, exactly.
Started on the Third Lion's Roar.
Right.
And put on Dark Side of the Moon.
Someone should try that.
Sure they have.
Dude, they're doing it right now.
The Santa Claus.
That was okay.
Miracle on 34th Street.
Which one?
Yeah, there's a million of them.
Yeah.
They make a new one a year, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like probably the original.
The original one, but that was also to see New York back, how it looked back then, and all the cool old cars.
Die Hard.
Yes!
Most ultimate Christmas movie ever. No.
I think if we weren't split on whether or not it was actually a Christmas movie, it'd be higher on the list.
No, I have Machine Gun 2. Ho, ho, ho. Best line ever.
So let's go to our classic Christmas movie editor, Ruth's mom.
Oh,
Louie.
Good morning.
Mom?
Hello?
This is how we start every phone call, by the way.
Oh.
Mom?
Hello?
Yes?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Ruth's mom.
Hi, everybody.
Good morning.
How are ya?
Hi.
Now you know that I'm gonna recommend Hallmark movies.
Right, little Bailey's in the coffee this morning. What?
And Hallmark has the queen of Hallmark movies is Lacey Chabert, and she's got a great one out. It's called Christmas Haul Out the Holly.
Isn't Lacey
Haul
Chabert,
Out the Holly?
Isn't Lacey Chabert a form of Swiss cheese?
No, no.
Okay.
And then we have a less corny Hallmark channel. It's called Hallmark Movies and Mysteries.
Ooh.
And their biggies are Catch Me If You Claws.
Oh, God.
I give these people credit.
Yeah.
Great title.
Yep.
And then Mystery on Mistletoe Lane. And then Christmas On Sherry Lane.
Wow.
They like the lanes.
Apparently so, yes.
Christmas on Sherry Lane has James Stanton and Catherine Bell, who are also big Hallmark stars.
Gotcha.
Now, these are the top three movies that were picked in this Yahoo poll. Home Alone.
Oh, Miracle on 34th Street, the original.
Right.
With Maureen O'Hara, Natalie Wood, and John Payne. Right. It's in black and white.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it's great. It pulls the heartstrings.
The best scene is when Santa's learning how to blow bubbles with bubble gum, and you see it pop in the kid's face like, oh, my God. Next thing you know, you see Santa pulling pieces of bubble gum out of his beard. And like, oh.
No, not on Miracle on 34th Street, no.
Yeah, that was the first one, yeah.
Really?
Check again, lady.
I will.
What's going on here? Oh.
That's my favorite scene.
I didn't think be nice be to a, my mom.
That's my favorite scene.
I think it'd be a Christmas movie brawl.
No, that's all right. I'm only human.
I hear you. Yeah.
I forget things.
Me too.
Who's this? And there, Hallmark has a good one on. It's actually Friday night. It's called Norwegian Christmas Holiday.
Oh,
what happens in that movie?
They let a fish.
I don't know, but you're right. They do eat a lot of fish because it's Norway.
Yep. Like people talking like this and wearing sweaters.
Yeah, and Magic in the Mistletoe is another one on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries.
You sure that's on Hallmark? That sounds like it would be on another channel.
Yeah.
That'd be Magic Mike and Mistletoe.
No. But Hallmark Movies and Mysteries is really good if you're looking for something that's not too corny.
So they're Christmas mysteries.
Right. Oh.
Oh. There goes my mic again.
There you go.
That's actually God.
No, it's Santa. It's Santa shutting us down.
It's the Christmas angel.
Right.
Yeah, definitely the Christmas angel.
Have you seen Die Hard?
From It's a Great Life. It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Great Life.
She's going to ring her bell any minute, but she got
her
wings.
There's the second installment.
The prequel. Yeah.
It's a Melancholy Life.
That would be AJ's movie. It's a difficult life. It's a difficult life.
Life sucks.
It's a horrible life.
It was a wonderful life.
Do you people?
It's a wonderful life. That's a great, great movie. That's a classic.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah.
What about A Christmas Story? Have you seen that one?
Oh, many, many times. Yeah, many, many times. Great.
Okay.
Great movie. The leg lamp.
Yeah.
Yep. For Healy.
Yeah, the leg lamp, that's great.
So of Home Alone, A Christmas Story, and A Charlie Brown Christmas, which one of those would you say is number one?
Oh, my goodness. Of course, A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah, Charlie Brown, he is just like, you know, he's the kid next door.
He is. I hated that kid.
He was bald and dying.
It's Phil Collins.
Right.
Well, you know, everybody's got, you know, but Charlie Brown, he's just so sweet.
Right.
You know?
His dog's
and everybody's
nuts.
Had a kid in the neighborhood like him.
Right.
They're just tiny, neurotic
wrong for them.
Yeah, his dog was psychotic.
They're going to therapy, and they're four.
The dog probably thinks he's fighting the Red Baron.
Right, thought he was a World War II fighting pilot.
Those dogs need love, too.
What about his little Christmas tree that he brings?
Yep.
And then Snoopy has the doghouse, and he takes all the leaves, all the lights off, and he puts it on Charlie Brown's Christmas tree, and then he wins the light contest.
Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown!
Okay, you guys heard that too, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're big mouths.
Sure.
And they breathe. Yep, I remember that.
I love how they fix the tree by just waving their hands in front of it. They just go, and it gets all better.
Right? Yeah, it's like 7 seconds. Yep. Oh, wow, it looks awesome.
Yeah, because at first he kills it. He puts the one bulb on and goes, I killed it, and walks away. And then Linus comes over. This tree just needs a little love and puts his blanket around it.
That's it.
And everybody, tosses
yeah, he
stuff
puts
on
the
it.
Little blanket.
Right, and all of a sudden it's a full tree again. Yep.
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 Yeah.
Yep, cartoons.
I don't even know if you can air this anymore, can you? You got Pigpen.
You got a homeless boy.
They tried.
I think it's on Disney Plus.
They have a little swirl around him suggesting he smells.
Right. They tried.
Oh, come on.
His name is Pigpen. They were going to get rid of Rudolph.
My daughters watch that every year with May for Christmas.
Don't get rid of Rudolph.
Christmas.
Because Rudolph was bullying. Remember they were going to ban Rudolph? When the whole woke thing happened, they were going to ban Rudolph from being on TV because Rudolph, you know, he gets bullied.
Oh, because he gets bullied.
Because he's getting bullied.
But he overcame.
He did. Exactly. It. Right.
He sure did.
Yep. Yeah. So I was like, shut up, people.
This is how life works.
Leave it alone, people.
You overcome things.
Exactly.
How would find out how you're different. Gotten around without Rudolph's red nose?
Headlights.
Right. Uber.
It's very simple.
Uber.
Uber. One flashlight.
They didn't have Ubers back then.
I'm saying nowadays.
See, the thing, they didn't have flying sleighs ever.
Right. Yeah, but they had magic mistletoe.
Yes, magic in the mistletoe, right.
Right. So Santa's
There's
tripping.
Always magic in the mistletoe.
Right. Sit on my lap dance. There it is.
Yes. I'm Stop it.
Don't pay attention to
pets.
I feel like that's the title
don't
of the next...
Don't give mistletoe to your pets. It's very poisonous.
Right.
I feel like that's a new name for a Hallmark movie. There's always magic in your mistletoe.
Nice.
But don't give it to your pets.
Santa's sack is never empty.
Santa's in your pantas.
Guys, this is my mom.
Give me the cookies.
Where are my ho-ho-hos at?
Oh, no.
Coming down your chimney.
Come on, these are family movies. Come on, it's Hallmark.
It's a different kind of family.
There's more than
family. You don't have that on Hallmark.
Oh, this one. Took us a while, but we got there. Yes.
Bob in West Haven.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
How about Eyes Wide Shut?
Is that a Christmas, is that a Christmas movie?
That's the best Christmas party I would want to go to.
Oh, God.
It was during Christmas time, yeah.
Yeah, so I thought that was a good one.
You're a freak, dude.
Where are your hands right now?
Thank you.
I
never saw that movie.
Neither have I, so I can't jump in.
No.
Yeah,
no
it's idea. More about the feeling than the movie.
Stop it. Oh, it's the gift that keeps on giving? Keeps on giving?
You maniac.
God bless us, everyone.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, Chaz, it's John from Bridgeport.
Hey, John, you're on the air.
Oh,
got the whole crew.
Holly hookers.
What happened to you?
He said hookers.
Mom, just hang up.
Save yourself, Mom.
Okay, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Yeah, right.
Dumbass.
How old were you when you first broke the law? I'll take that as a no comment. You could call in if you'd like and actually answer the question. 12-year-old steals a forklift.
Whoa. Wow.
Ann Arbor, Michigan. Police say a 12-year-old is in custody.
Oh, my gosh.
They're not messing around over there.
Oh, yeah, no.
That's not like, you'll figure this out later.
You got to see the video.
Just as long as you get home safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, here we give you a participation trophy.
Yeah.
Congratulate you.
Yep.
This 12-year-old apparently stole a forklift from a middle school and led police on a chase for more than an hour.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Man, you try and stop a forklift.
That's apparently
easy.
The problem
it's
when you watch
easy.
The video.
Yeah.
And the kid sideswiping cars.
Oh, yeah. He had a lot of vehicles.
He racked up a good number.
Yep.
During the chase, which lasted an hour, police said the stolen forklift hit about 10 parked vehicles.
Damn.
The driver was eventually taken into custody and taken to the juvenile detention center. Here's the chief of police.
How dangerous could this have been?
Oh, this could have been incredibly dangerous. It's a large vehicle. It weighs as much as 35,000 pounds. It's got these giant forks on the front of it.
It's not the first time the 12-year-old driver has had a run-in with officers, but they're hoping it will be the last.
And so it's kind of our hope that this will really be a catalyst to make sure they get kind of the treatment or help they need as an entire family to prevent something like this from happening again.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. 12 years old, still in a much higher level now.
This isn't the first time.
Right.
And it won't be the last time.
Oh, yeah, it won't.
No way. The thrill of what he did as a 12-year-old, even if you get in trouble, he's the coolest 12-year-old of all times.
Now, do you actually arrest him and just say, you are so grounded, mister?
We're taking your forklift license away for a year.
You are. There's no PlayStation for you.
You are not watching Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer tonight.
No way.
Right. No for you.
You've got to do two more shifts at Home Depot now.
Right.
That kid was probably mugging people when he was two.
Yeah. But you know what? All that damage he caused, some body shop should bail him out. Just gave him a big Christmas gift.
He stole my purse, but he's adorable.
Right? Oh, look how cute he was.
trying to think of how old I was.
Could you drive a forklift at 12?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you're like a vehicle type person. You probably could figure, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, my brother had a field car when he was 13.
Yep.
And so we would drive that around the field.
Yeah. Perfectly legal.
Shift.
Yeah.
He was 13 shifting
nice.
A car through the field.
Nice.
Yeah.
But could he high-speed chase?
Now someone chased him.
For an hour.
So once we're driving through the field, and my door opened.
Oh.
And I don't have a seatbelt on.
Oh.
And he goes, hold on. And he drove the door into a tree, and the door closed.
He could have just cut a hard right.
He never said, make sure your hands and feet are in.
He could have just cut a hard right.
I got this.
Don't want to close the door.
No problem.
Right. Just cut a hard right.
John and Derby.
Morning, fellas. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Later. Morning.
Good. Well, I didn't get arrested or steal a tow motor, a tow truck or anything, but
no.
I was about 10 or 11 years old when I got nailed by a cop bumper riding in the back of a city plow in the winter.
Wow.
And
a plow?
Happened to be right
did it have a sander on the back?
That'd be,
just turn the sander on. Get rid of these kids in 1 second.
Salt?
That's assault.
Right. It was assaulted. Hey, Sandy.
Oh, wow.
The tailgate was down, and me and my buddy were bumper riding, and it was snowing out, and we didn't realize there was a cop behind us. So right. When we jumped off, we both started running. He's like, freeze. My buddy took off, and I got nailed and brought back to my parents, which I would rather probably went to the police station and deal with my own.
Yep.
Freeze. I'm already frozen. It's cold out here.
Hey-o.
Yeah. Good times.
And how old were you, John?
About 10.
Okay. Okay, so we got 10. Breaking the law at 10. All right,
nice.
Very good.
Fun.
Nice.
No rules back then.
Right.
All right, thank you, John. Mattitude?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Morning. Good, thank you.
Okay. Mine went in succession. I was arrested 3 times in 1 week when I was 18. Oh. I went to court with 14 charges against me, and this is when you had the docket posted, and I'm reading my charges, and the guy looks next to me goes, I'd hate to be this guy. And I looked over at him.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And he goes, good luck. So I went into court for my sentencing, and the judge told my lawyer, he goes, look, I got 3 choices for this young man. One, I could deport him because he's not a United States citizen.
Right.
Two, you can do 3 weeks in a rehab center for alcoholism. Or three, you could do 8 months in Summers State Prison.
What'd you pick?
Prison.
What do you think?
He made a game show out of it. He made a game show.
Wheel of Punishment. That's right. Welcome to Wheel of Punishment.
Which
Wheel of Punishment?
Wow.
Behind door number two, an electric chair.
Really nice place.
I got the zonk.
On a mountain and...
All right, so which one did you pick?
I picked number 2 to 3 weeks in a rehabilitation center for alcoholism.
Nice.
How'd that work for you?
I've been clean for almost 9 years.
Now. Awesome.
Great.
Look at you. That's
great.
Very nice. Very nice. Congratulations.
So I'm 58 years old now. So
it took you a while to get there.
Right. All right. Well,
I thought he was going to say he's 27.
It's a program. It's a program. Little steps.
How old were you when this first thing happened with the 14 charges?
18. I'm high on the totem pole.
Right.
You know, I've got brought home, but never arrested.
You were high on more than a totem pole.
You were tripping on totem poles.
But I originally called in real quick. I'm glad I could share my story, and the people out there can verify they know me in Windsor Locks. So, but for the greatest Christmas movie of all time, I think I caught the end of it, or Christmas specials, I got to go with The Ref with Dennis Leary. And
that's a great movie.
Ah, man, yeah, I haven't seen that in so long. That, you're right.
It's awesome.
And with criminals.
Lady, your husband ain't dead. He's hiding.
Your lots husband, to relate to there.
Your husband ain't dead. He's hiding.
Thank you, Mattitude.
That was the Chaz and AJ Two Roads Road to Ruin Call of the Day.
John in West Haven.
What's going on?
What's happening?
You tell us.
So I grew up in Connellsville, Pennsylvania. So I'm outside one day, 7 years old, flying my kite, just like a good kid, doing my thing kids do.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm right.
I bet you sounded like this at 7.
Yeah, I'm just out here flying my kite.
He would smoke his candy cigarettes.
Trying to find out this electricity thing.
By the airport.
Oh, no.
Well, my kite got
too high up and started obstructing the planes.
Wow.
So the police showed up to take me away. So my mother, being a good mother, looks out to see if her kid's being all right, to see me being put in the back of the police cruiser with my kite and my kite gear.
Kite boy.
Kite gear.
Kite gear. What, string?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember if it ever went any further than that, but all I do is remember I wasn't allowed to fly a kite for a very long time.
Right.
I have a feeling you took down a plane.
Right. Yeah.
You're leaving out the part where a plane crashed into a house. Right. And, like, they all
bus
died.
Number five. Something.
Bus number five.
Devastation. Bad Christmas song.
I don't think it ever got that soon. But I remember being a kid and saving up all the Jolly Green Giant wrappers so you could send them in and get the Jolly Green Giant kite.
Wow.
And I think it was the Jolly Green Giant that might have scared them.
Right. Yeah.
Wee-wee.
Right.
It's going to be.
Fly a kite, kid. I'm not allowed to anymore.
You'll take a plane down, kid.
This just an airplane full of children taken out by the Jolly Green Giants.